Hi, this is Nancy.
Hey, good morning, Nancy. It's Katie.
Hi, Katie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. So we're the early birds, huh?
Yeah, we're the early birds. We get the worms. I don't know why early birds get worms. I don't like worms.
Yeah, me neither. Not particularly, anyhow.
I know. I got to have an extra cup of coffee.
Yeah, you and me both. Which is exactly what I'm going to have when I get to work.
I don't blame you at all. So is the train thing that's going on between New York or New Jersey and Connecticut, is that affecting you, that train line that I heard about?
No, it's not. Well, I only went, what I've been doing is going like one stop on the train anyhow, but it didn't affect me. And then I'm on the bus because that's the only way I could be on the call for the whole time. Otherwise,
right.
I have to make too many connections. Yeah.
Oh, nice. That helps.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning. Who's that, Rachel?
Denise.
Oh, hey, Denise. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good morning.
There she is. Good morning.
I'm up.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great weather here. How about there?
Yeah, for the rain. Well, in Georgia, the rain finally passed, so it's nice. Now,
I'm good behind it, so be delighted, and everybody get dressed early so you can get out and get going, because it's a great day for getting a lot done.
Yeah, I think the rain passed yesterday here. Nancy, what's the weather like there for you guys?
A little cloudy, but otherwise it's fine.
Is it cool yet? We got cool weather. It's like low.
It has been rather cool. I'm convinced that we're going to have an Indian summer. We usually do. So.
Oh, yeah, that's usually, we had such a mild summer here in Georgia. I'm really getting nervous about the winter because that's usually what happens, but we'll take it, whatever comes our way.
We can handle it.
Absolutely.
There's nothing much we can do about it.
That's right. We've been iced in before for a week, and you know what? That was not a bad week at all, so I don't mind those icy time frames, as long as I don't have to get out.
They can be blessings.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's go ahead and get started, guys. I want to just touch base since you guys are on time. We want to get started with the new TNT call, and, my thoughts in renaming the call is I think we can all use a new way to think, right? Just a new thought. Not a new way to think, but just a new thought. I don't know anybody that says, nah, I can go without new thoughts today. So we're just real excited. My mom and I were talking last week about what to do with the call, and then after I did some research and we were talking yesterday, we have always had great success with any program that John Maxwell has put out. He is he's from Atlanta, and so we actually have got to meet him. We actually have one recording that my mom was on with him, which was really cool. But anyway, he does, great, great programs, and the more research I did, the more I saw that there's actually a stepping stone. Each program is a stepping stone to the next. And in the end, it makes you a great leader, both not necessarily all the way in your business, but your business, the company you work for, your life, et cetera. So, but the first step that you have to do is personal growth. And I think all of you would agree, wherever you are in your life, we can all use personal growth. I think, I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she's like, yeah, we could all use it. Even at retirement, you can still grow. And I think I said to somebody, yeah, when you stop growing, you're dead. Because think of plants. When they stop growing, they're dead. And so you never want to get in that rut of not wanting to grow a little more, both personally and professionally. And, retirement is certainly the pinnacle of your career, but you still grow emotionally and personally in a different way. So, Mom, is that right? Is there anything else you wanted to add to that?
I think everybody needs it. Sometimes when you retire, you do that. You just, you go to pieces because you aren't feeding yourself still. It's just like you've done all your life. And so it's so important. I've noticed just to jumpstart how much more excitement I've gotten about everything, not just Mary Kay, but my whole life and things. So I think it's a wonderful thing, and I am so excited about this new program. This is the one program that I have not had yet.
I know. That's what I thought was so cool when I was talking to my mom yesterday. She's like, this one I haven't heard of. And I thought, holy cow, I actually found something she has not done. That is amazing. In 35 years of all these programs she's done. And it's actually, what's funny is John Maxwell actually wrote this last. He wrote this right before he retired, but he felt like it was the pinnacle starting point of what needed to happen.
And it is.
It is, absolutely. And you know what I love is because, you know, I don't know if y'all know, the Star Wars movies were actually written backwards. They wrote the end and then kept on writing them and then started at, I mean, finished with the beginning, which I thought was very interesting in knowing more about the writer of those movies. And then also the Lord of the Rings series, I believe, was the same way. So you think about those two pinnacle moments of, movies and things like that. It's amazing that it makes sense, right? Once you get to the end, you can see the beginning far greater than at the beginning. So
right.
I just love that part. So I'm just going to go through right now what to expect for the next 15 weeks so everybody is on board. I know I just got a text from Brenda. She's jumping on the call in a second. But what to expect and what you guys need to be ready and prepared to do so that there's no surprises, and I don't want anybody thinking that they weren't prepared in the sense of being able to follow along and go with the program, so to speak. So, and I sent this out on my email that I sent out, and it's the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John Maxwell is the name of the book. I actually got mine on Amazon.com. I also have the book on CD. I've made copies. Nancy, I put yours in the mail yesterday, and Mom, I put yours in the mail yesterday too, the CDs. So you guys have those coming. And then everybody else, I have them here. So if I'm going to see you on Saturday at the Rockstar event, I'll give it to you there. And otherwise, I'll either, Rachel, I can drop it in your mailbox or whatever. So you guys have it to start. Because we're going to take a chapter a week. And after reading through the book, and I've just read through the first couple of chapters because I really want to digest this really intensely. And like my mom said, this is the one John Maxwell program she has not done. And I'm real excited about that because it's a piece that I think we all can use no matter where you are in your business and in your personal life. So we're going to take a chapter a week, and we're really going to digest that chapter and understand what the chapter means. Now, each chapter is a law, so it's 15 laws, so it's 15 weeks. What we're going to do is you'll read the chapter, and, these are really short chapters, and it read really easy. I do love to read, but I don't give myself time to read. But what I found was this is an easy book to read because he gives stories, personal stories, and both just different quotes that he's learned over the years. And so it kept it really intriguing and very interesting. So I would certainly read the chapter, and then for the entire week, you're going to listen to that chapter on the CD at least once a day. Because what I found is when we did this with the noticer, I think that's when we did it, the traveler's gift actually, when we listened to it all week long, we heard different pieces of it each and every day. Because it really is based on where your mindset is for the day. It determines what you hear that day. So you're going to listen to that chapter at least once a day on the way to work or when you're getting ready in the morning or whatever. And that is going to carry you up until the next Thursday. So on the Thursday morning calls, what I want you to do is be prepared to share one takeaway you got from this chapter. So whatever the one takeaway is, that's what I want you to share. If you are not going to be able to be on the call, if you will please notify me, like text me or email me, because I'm going to kind of have like a roll call of sorts like we have had in the past. Mom and I are going to have a roll call where we just make sure everybody that's supposed to be on is on so we can check and see if anything's wrong otherwise, because we do worry if you're not here. We worry about you. And then so each week you're going to have a takeaway. And the great part about each of us sharing a takeaway is that then we have as many people that are on this call, we have that many takeaways that are probably different because each person is at a different place in their life than the next. So we'll have different takeaways from the chapter. And then, you know, the key is, and as, like I said, my mom and I were talking yesterday, this program works if you work it. And it's not a lot of work. It's not a lot of homework. It's not a lot of action items to do. But the key is if you work it, if you read the chapter, and if you listen to the chapter on CD once a day, it will work and it will change the thoughts that you have. And that was my, you know, think a new thought day, Thursday, TNT, because it will change your life. And it, like on the little thing that I have on the CDs, the little graphic, it says think a new thought and change your life. So that's the only way you can is to think a new thought. So a couple of the things that I gleaned out of just studying to decide which program we were going to do is that this book is all based on the word potential. So do you feel like you're obtaining your full potential in your life? Do you feel like you're at your pinnacle point of your life? Because potential is really a word based all on possibilities. Your potential is truly what you're highly intentional about. So your potential is as much as you want it to be. One of the quotes in the just the beginning part of the book, just the intro, was that he was talking to one of his friends, Florence, who is actually a writer as well, and she wrote the book Silver Boxes, which is another one of my mom's favorite books. Mm-hmm. And she talked about how her father went to his grave with his music unplayed, that he always had wanted to play music and always wanted to sing, but he never pushed himself to reach that potential. And so he honestly went to his grave with his music unsung, with his music still in the silver box. So what is it that God has in store for you that you might not be seeing right now, or that you might not be willing to open your mind to see? Or, you know, a lot of times what happens is when we're achieving our goals that we've set, we think we're there. But that's not the case at all. Goals don't mean, because we're reaching our goals, it does not mean we're at our full potential. Reaching our goals just means we're goal-oriented and that's what we've set for ourselves. It doesn't mean that we're where we need to be in the pinnacle point of our career. So I just encourage you, because you cannot change your life until you change something you do every day. You guys know I am a huge one on discipline. Getting, you know, I get up. All right, now I have on my gym clothes because from here I go to the gym. Usually I've been to the gym by now, but not today. But I go to the gym. From the gym I get ready. And from that forward, I'm out and about and I'm on my day. I am extremely disciplined when it comes to that. And I kind of always have been extremely disciplined. I was the athlete of the family and I was disciplined in my training. And, you know, that is my favorite term now, and I've said this 1,000 times. I said it at my daughter's house at least gazillion times. It's not what's taught, it's what's caught. And that was true for me. It wasn't what was taught, it's what I caught from my mother's work ethic and from my father's work ethic, too. They were both very hard workers and very disciplined in what they enjoyed doing and what gave them self-worth. So what is it you're disciplined about? What is it you need to change in being disciplined about? Is it something that, is your discipline something that benefits you? Or is the discipline something that is detrimental to you? You know, if we're disciplined about having dinner every single night and we're not hungry, that's probably not a good discipline to have. If we're disciplined about, you know, getting up, going to the gym, or, you know, walking to where parking at the furthest parking spot in the grocery store or at the store and walking to the store because that's the exercise we get, That's a discipline. That's a saying, I'm going to do this each and every time. I know my husband's discipline is that he's going to take the stairs every day when he gets to work. He's not going to take the elevator. And that's his discipline. It's, you know, he goes to the gym, but that's one thing more he can do, just the and then some. So this week, you're going to start with chapter one. You can start certainly with the intro of the book as well. And start with chapter one and really determine where you are at this point. Where are you as far as just your overall mindset of what we're going to do and, you know, where you go in the sense of where you take this lesson plan and this book and what it's going to do for you as we go through the process. So with that, let me ask, are there any questions about the responsibilities ahead? No? Wow, that's great. That was easy.
Clear. And I'm so excited about starting. Can we start today?
Yes, you can start today. Well, you don't have the book yet. You got
to
get the book.
I'm headed.
That's required.
I know.
She's going to go buy the book today. Yes. So, you know, the key is, again, we are going to go through this together because I think that's it. This is a together thing. We're going to grow together. We're going to become the, you know, the TNT team because growth is essential to our satisfaction and our success, but it doesn't just happen. It's required. It has to, you have to be intentional, focused, and accountable. So if you're willing to be intentional, focused, and accountable, then growth is something that is designed for you in personally and professionally growing. So if you guys are good for that, we are going to just jump into it. Like I said, Nancy, Mom, those CDs were in the mail to you. I know, Denise, I have yours for Saturday. And Rachel, I'll drop yours off. Anybody else, if they want them early, just let me know. I do have them at the studio, so I can get them to you. But are there any other questions? Anybody need to know exactly the book, or do y'all know the book? And it's also available on e-readers. So if you have a Nook or a Kindle or anything like that, it is available on those as well. So you can get it electronically as well if that's how you prefer to read. I will say I've enjoyed having the actual book because I can highlight in it.
And I recommend everybody do that. A book is no good to you if you don't accent the things that are important to you in the book.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I do like having the book where I can take it in. I mean, I take my tablet everywhere with me, but it does say something that I can take my highlighter and just highlight whatever I want whenever I want to.
And you might even want to use different color of highlighters if you have I have those little bitty ones, because every day you're going to get a different and better idea of what the chapter's about.
Right, exactly. Very good point. And, you know, a lot of times what I found is when I'm reading a book, and I have found on the tablet this doesn't happen, but when I'm reading a book, how many times have you been asked, oh, what book are you reading? Mm-hmm. And it opens up a whole new world of conversation. But I've noticed now that we do it on our e-readers and our electronic forms, we don't get the question because they just think you're looking at email. They don't think you're reading a book. So remember that. There's something to be said about that and keeping communication open in today's world because, you know, electronics has certainly taken over, but we can still bring back to the, oh, what are you reading question by having it. So all right, well, if there are no other questions, I know next week is going to be amazing with week one. Week one is the first law of growth, and I am excited for you guys to get started. And so next Thursday, same time, same place, same bat channel, as I always say. And we will talk about that first law, and we'll share the one piece you got out of it. I'll cover just a summary of what I know and what I see about that chapter, and then we'll each go through what we were able to scrape out of that. So you guys have an amazing week. Have a thought-provoking growth week because it will be amazing as you get into this. So I am excited, and I can't wait to see where it takes us.
I'm so excited for each one of the ones that are participating in this too, Katie. They will never, ever regret the things that they learn from this.
I agree.
I've got everything but this yet that I have today of John Maxwell, and I still would treasure them because I remember how that valued my life and my business and the people that I brought in and shared it with. So I'm just looking forward to all the growth and excitement that y'all are going to have too. Thank you.
Absolutely. Let me get a roll call real quick. Nancy, I know you're on the call. Who else is on?
Denise.
Yes. Denise. Rachel, did I hear you?
Brenda.
Yep. Brenda. Rachel. Anybody else? Going once?
Oh, you're getting the moving on up group.
They're That's right.
Moving up fast.
Telling you, it's the TNT team. They're the dynamite. They're the dynamites of the group.
You better warn the company. They're coming.
I think the company knows. They've seen their name. All right, guys. Y'all have a great week, and we will talk next week. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.